All right. Hey, everybody, and welcome back for another deep dive with us. Today, we're going to be looking at therapy, but through kind of a different lens than maybe you thought about before. It's something called therapist cultural comfort. And get this, this stuff can actually impact how well therapy works for you. Pretty crazy, huh? So to get into it, we're diving into a research paper. It's all about how they made this new tool. It's called the Therapy Cultural Comfort Scale, or TCCS.
Yeah, it really digs into whether or not your therapist can really actually engage with your cultural identity. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it goes beyond just like, you know, not saying the wrong thing. It's really about if they can make you feel truly seen and heard and like you can be yourself in that space.
So it's more than just being polite or like surface level stuff. But how can you tell if a therapist is actually culturally comfortable? Like, can you feel it in the room?
Oh, you can totally pick up on it. The study actually defines it as the therapist's ability to discuss your cultural background, mm-hmm. you know, openly and easily without judging you. And they actually pulled this quote that I thought was really good. They were talking about how cultural comfort makes them feel. Things like at ease, relieved, non-threatened, and not intimidated when they're talking about cultural differences.
Yeah. Like, you can totally tell when someone's really interested versus just like trying not to mess up. But what about when it goes wrong? What happens when they're not comfortable?
Oh, yeah. It can be subtle, but you can definitely tell. They might get anxious or avoid certain topics or interrupt a lot. Sometimes even like their voice might shake when they talk about cultural stuff.
Whoa, their voice shakes. That's a big one. I never thought about that. I'm going to have to listen for that now. So, okay, but why even make a whole new scale for this? Like, isn't it obvious that feeling comfortable with your therapist is important?
You're right. It's not a new idea. But the way they used to measure it wasn't very good. Like, they'd only ask one question, which isn't very accurate. Or they'd use scales that weren't made for this. So this TCCS, they built it from scratch. They started by talking to therapists to see how this plays out in real life. Then they got experts to weigh in.
Yeah.
And then, get this, they tested it on almost 900 people. 889, to be exact. That's a ton of data.
Wow, that is a lot. So it's pretty solid then. And this scale, it actually measures both sides of the coin, right? Like the negative side with all the discomfort stuff. And then the positive, you know, good vibe side.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, they found out that the negative side is way better at telling the difference between how uncomfortable someone is. Like, it picks up on stuff that the positive side misses.
Oh, that's interesting. So if you see those red flags, you know something's up. And speaking of signs, they found some crazy correlations between cultural comfort and good things happening in therapy. Like, what kind of good things?
We're talking about the stuff that really makes therapy work. So therapists who scored high on this scale, they were also rated higher on something called cultural humility, which means they're open-minded and client-centered. And they were less likely to just avoid talking about your background.
Yeah, so less awkward silence, more real conversations. I like that. But does it actually lead to better outcomes in therapy?
That's where it gets really interesting. So they found a strong link between cultural comfort and something called working alliance. Now, I know that sounds kind of jargony, but basically it's the bond between you and the therapist. And that's super important for therapy to actually work. And that strong bond comes from cultural comfort.
So it's like the secret ingredient to make therapy even better. But okay, this might sound kind of skeptical, but is cultural comfort just like another way of saying that the therapist is good at their job? Like, they're just good with people in general?
That's a really good question.
Yeah.
And the researchers actually thought about that too. They controlled for general therapist comfort. So they basically took out all the qualities that just make someone a good therapist. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Cultural comfort still mattered. It predicted a stronger alliance and people actually made more progress, even after taking out all the other stuff.
So it's like its own special thing. It's not just about being a good therapist. And you know how we were talking about the positive side of the scale? Well, it turns out that was a stronger predictor of making progress than just general comfort. What's going on there?
Now, that was super interesting. It's like saying it, showing you're comfortable with someone's culture. Mm-hmm. Like, you're really at ease and interested and you seem relaxed. That's even more important than just not showing discomfort.
So it's like you're not only okay with their culture, but you're actually engaged with it. That makes a lot of sense. This is why I love these deep dives. Okay, so cultural comfort is like a real thing. And it can really change how therapy goes for you. But wait, there's more. They actually found some pretty big differences between different groups of clients, like whose comfort matters more. This is where it gets juicy.
Okay, so here's what's important for you to know. Racial and ethnic minorities said that their therapists were less culturally comfortable. compared to white clients.
Oh, wow. That's kind of a big deal. It's like saying that not all therapists are the same.
Right. And it gets even more interesting. So men who really cared about their gender identity, they said their therapists were less comfortable than men who didn't really see gender as a big thing.
Okay, so hold on. Does that mean that a therapist's comfort level changes based on who they're talking to? Like, are there certain identities that make them more uncomfortable?
Now, that's the million-dollar question, and one we're going to get into in just a minute.
Yeah.
I promise this is important for anyone thinking about going to therapy.
It's like there's this whole hidden thing going on with how comfortable the therapist is based on who the client is. Kind of makes you think, huh, like, are you really getting the best care?
Yeah, it definitely makes you think about some important stuff. But don't worry. This research is really about giving you more information so you can choose the right therapist for you.
Okay, so we've talked about all the theory and the data, but how does this actually help someone looking for a therapist right now?
This is where it gets real. This study actually has some really helpful tips. First off, pay attention to how they react when you talk about things that are important to your identity. Do they seem interested and comfortable, or are they kind of hesitant or avoiding those topics?
It's like a first date with your therapist.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to just ask them about their experience working with people from different backgrounds. If they're really comfortable with this stuff, they'll be happy to talk about it.
Yeah, like they'll see it as a way to build a better relationship with you. I like that. But hold on. If cultural comfort is so important for making progress, does that mean that people from marginalized groups are just going to have worse outcomes?
No, not at all. This is really a wake-up call for therapists. The more we learn about this, the better we can make therapy so that everyone feels safe and welcome.
So it's about making things better, not blaming anyone. But let's be real for a sec. Finding a therapist is hard enough already. And now we have to think about all this stuff too.
I know it can feel like a lot, but just think of it as being more intentional about who you choose. And there are a lot of resources out there to help you find the right therapist for you. You don't have to do this alone.
That's good to hear. Okay, so we've covered what cultural comfort is and why it matters and how it can affect your therapy. But I'm curious, how does a therapist even become more culturally comfortable? Like, is there a class they can take?
That's a great question. And it's something we could spend a whole deep dive talking about.
Yeah.
But the short answer is that it's not a quick fix. It takes a lot of self-reflection and learning and being willing to have those tough conversations about cultural differences.
So therapists, listen up. No more hiding behind your degrees. We got to do the work.
Haha, that's right. But it's not just on therapists. We all need to be talking about this more. The more we understand each other's experiences, the better off we'll all be.
Yes, exactly. You know, it's like that Brené Brown quote about how vulnerability is the key to connection and belonging. Maybe cultural comfort is like the therapy version of that.
Ooh, I like that. That's a really good connection. It's all about feeling seen and understood. That's when real healing can happen.
Exactly. Okay, so we've covered a ton of ground today. We talk about this therapist cultural comfort scale and why it matters and how it can change how therapy goes for you. But before we wrap up, I have one last thought. So in the paper, they mentioned that cultural comfort might be related to countertransference. Now, for those of you who aren't therapy nerds like me, countertransference is basically when a therapist's own baggage gets projected onto the client. So could it be that a therapist's unconscious biases are affecting their cultural comfort without them even realizing it?
That's a really interesting point and something the researchers brought up, too. It's definitely worth thinking about.
It's like, how do you fix something you don't even know is a problem?
Right. That's why training and supervision are so important. And therapists need to keep learning throughout their careers. It's about always checking your own biases and assumptions and thinking about how they might be affecting your work.
So it's not just about being culturally competent. It's about being aware of yourself and always learning.
Please.
Okay, folks, I think we've officially squeezed all the juice out of this paper. But we wouldn't be the deep dive if we didn't leave you with something to think about.
So here's a thought. This study was all about individual therapy. But what about other types of therapy, like group therapy or couples counseling? How does cultural comfort work in those situations?
Oh, that's a good one. And if you want to learn more, we've got links to the study and some other cool resources in the show notes, so go check it out.
And remember, finding the right therapist is an investment in yourself. Don't be afraid to ask questions and trust your gut. Therapy can be a really powerful experience. And finding a therapist who gets cultural comfort can make all the difference.
Until next time, stay curious and keep diving deep. It's like this whole other layer of stuff going on beneath the surface. This unconscious back and forth between the therapist and the client makes it even trickier to find the right therapist, doesn't it?
Oh, for sure. But at least now we know about it. That's the first step. And it helps us ask better questions, like about their experience and how they work with different people.
And hey, therapists listening, this is your cue to check yourselves, like really dig deep and see if you have any biases you're not aware of.
Exactly. And keep learning. Training and supervision shouldn't be a one-time thing.
Yeah, you're never really done learning about this stuff.
It's a lifelong journey.
Right. It's not about being perfect. It's about always being open to learning and growing.
Exactly. That's what cultural humility is all about.
Love that. Takes the pressure off, right?
Totally.
Well, folks, I think we've officially squeezed every last drop of wisdom out of this research paper, but we can't leave you without something to chew on.
Right. So here's a thought. They only looked at individual therapy, but what about groups or couples? How does this cultural comfort thing play out in those situations?
Ooh, that's a good one. And if you're itching for more, we've got links to the full study and some other cool resources in the show notes.
So go check those out.
Yeah.
And remember, finding a good therapist is worth the effort. Don't be afraid to ask questions and trust your gut. Therapy can be an amazing experience. Mm. And having a therapist who really gets this cultural comfort thing can make all the difference.
Couldn't have said it better myself. All right, everyone, that's a wrap for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, stay curious and keep diving deep.